I almost missed this. Last Tuesday was International No Diet Day. I'm not kidding. It's a day each year to promote body positivity and rejection of diet culture. It celebrates diversity and acceptance of all body shapes and sizes, and the goal is to challenge the pressures of diet culture and promote a healthy relationship with food and body image. This is the time of year when we haul out our warm weather clothes, try them on, and wonder how so many could have all shrunk at the same time. There's nothing worse than standing in front of the mirror, suck in your stomach, and nothing happens. Right away you think, I'd better go on a diet. But then you realize you've been in this movie before and you either didn't do it, or else you maybe tried one fad diet or other, lost a few pounds, and then gained them all back again. You know, more than 20 years ago I talked about all those weight loss programs that are advertised. Pop these special pills, drink this special drink, eat this food, don't eat that food, and soon you'll be slim and trim. I said back in 2002, and still believe 23 years later, there's only one good way to lose weight and keep it off, and that's to discipline yourself to get in the habit of eating smaller portions. From my observance, fad diets are not a solution to getting down to the weight our doctors recommend are best for our health. I'd better be careful what I say here because my son's fiance is a registered dietitian and she's smart, but my money says she'd agree. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.